You need to be ruthless with cutting people off. You gotta stop tolerating their bullshit. People who try to tear you down in any type of way, snide comments, gossip, anyone you feel who takes away from your vision. You see, a lot of these people, they're gonna act like they're your friends only to see what's going on behind the scenes so they can secretly tear you down.
Facts. This is most people. This is why I'm a proud loner. This is most people. This is most of your so-called friends. This is most of your family. This is going to be most people, with the exception of one or two people you know if you're lucky. And even them, you got to look at sideways. Unfortunately, you usually can't just cut people off like that. They're usually co-workers. They're usually mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister-in-law. I wish it was this easy to just cut certain people off. That's why having a lot of money is great. It's not the cars, the clothes, the jewels. It's the ability to not be around people I don't want to be around. So if I was to get rich, that would be my favorite part of being rich. Like that FU money. Like I could just sit in the house by myself all day if I want to. But I guess depending on what business you're in, you may not be able to do that. You still may have to be around people you don't want to be around. Really just a part of life. When the woman who accepts a 50-50 man and does everything around the house wants to give marriage advice.
Can I give you a big hug? No.
Let's be honest. Most people in America can't afford to make it on one income. That's just the facts. And all you women can't get a top 10% man. So you're gonna have to work, sorry. I mean, from my perspective, most women don't bring much to a man's life other than a headache. So yeah, bring some money to the table to offset that a little bit. All the drama and BS you're gonna put me through, yeah, I need a little financial motivation to put up with it. Fellas, put yourself in a position with a woman where even if it don't work out after 2 or 3 years, you still got something out of the deal. At least be able to say, you know what, I saved $10,000 by having her help with the bills. Don't let the woman be the only one who leave the relationship better than she came, financially or otherwise.
I understand the willful cooperation or the submission?
Willful cooperation.
Willful cooperation.
I'm a Croatian, you know, so.
Okay. So.
Simple it.
So basically, it's giving your man authority, which is not something that's often done in society.
But give me an example.
Okay, so you're getting dressed, and your dress is a little bit provocative. Maybe you're a little bit ignorant on it. He says, you know, honey, you're showing a little bit much. I don't know if you're aware. Do you mind changing? Like, would you argue with him, or would you put on a different dress?
If I think the dress looks hot, I would wear it.
Yeah, well, that's making it about you, yeah. And not your relationship. That's the opposite of willful cooperation.
Okay, so yeah, that's not me.
But here's the thing. No strong man is going to be with a woman who don't listen to him to some extent. Only a weak man would accept his woman wearing something he doesn't approve of. I mean, that's just blatant disrespect. I mean, change just off the principle of I want to make my man happy more than I want to look hot for the world.
But you're saying, as a man, hey, babe, you know, a little much. I don't feel comfortable with this. Would you mind changing? You would change.
I would absolutely change. And it's not just about the impression that it would have out there on the world. It's protection. Because I could get the wrong kind of attention from an unhinged man.
And okay. What would happen if you get some attention from a man?
From a man that I don't want the attention from? I'm being sexualized by a stranger. I don't want that.
But what do you mean by attention? Somebody looking at you that like...
Men are gonna look. They always look.
So what? Let them look.
Well, yeah, you want them to look. That's why you wore the sexy dress. Look, pick a woman who dresses in a way that you approve of before you even make her your woman. That cuts things like this out. Because I don't want a woman who wants to dress in a certain way. So we won't even get to that point of me asking, oh, can you change?
I don't want to be sexualized by someone that's not my husband.
So you think if a boy is boyfriend material, you're going to make him wait?
Yeah, of course.
Every time?
Every time.
Have you ever not?
No.
Never?
No.
Never. And do they all end up your boyfriend?
Basically.
69% of divorces are initiated by women, and if she has a college degree, that number shoots up to almost 90%. So what's driving these crazy numbers? In addition to the more common sense obvious reasons, there were a lot of surprising things I learned when I looked into this. When a woman's close friend gets divorced, her own chances of getting divorced goes up by 75%. Women, on average, have a lot more close friends than men. They may feel more empowered to divorce because of this support system.
That's why I say, if you're in a committed relationship, ladies, you may have to cut off your single friends. Because they're not going to be a positive influence on your relationship. And a lot of the times, the female friends hate the guy. Even if he didn't do anything, they just naturally hate the guy. I don't know if it's jealousy or what. So anytime you go to them for advice, oh, yeah, just leave them. You know, oh, no, you don't got to put up with this. You can do bad by yourself. Just leave them. That's always going to be their advice. Look, never take advice from one of your female friends who never have anything positive to say about your man.
You're much more likely to tolerate unhappy relationships, which is really sad. But what's even worse is that it's not uncommon for men to not even realize their partners are unhappy and their relationship is failing. Despite their wives communicating with them over the course of sometimes years, they're still blindsided a lot of the time.